It's a very long one from Chris. I'm going to paraphrase a couple of the points. He makes 3 points. I'll paraphrase a couple of them. Okay. What if a player is niggling all day, whispering in the ear of his opponent all day and no one hears? Does a complaint with no evidence get up? There'd be an investigation. If the player lays a complaint, there'd be an investigation. They use behind the goals footage. They would interview both the players and then they would come up with a verdict. Mm. It's simple as that. Then it says another point was around Matt Crouch. He's going at 7.6 metres gained per possession and the team has only won 3 games out of the 10 since he's been back in the side. Did the club bow to pressure to include him back in the side? I don't think they bowed to pressure. I think Matt, since he's come back in, so we're going to last 6 games this last year, first 4 games this year. He finds the footy. There's no doubt about that. In his form late last year, he was using his legs better. I thought last week's game wasn't his best at all. There was more of that sideways movement, and a couple of times he could have gone forward when he deferred to handballing to someone behind him. So I just feel like that's a definite work on for him. And that's what's challenging Adelaide. They're not being instinctive enough and not moving forward enough. So Matt's a good player and he finds the footy, but he's just got to be more penetrating with his disposal.
Do they get to a point, though, where
it to someone who can be more penetrating.
Do they get to a point where the game on Thursday, there were glimpses when Isaac Rankin was in the midfield, fantastic, had an impact on the score, awesome. But then there were glimpses when you had Berry, Crouch and Laird. Mm. They're all very similar players. Like, and if the Crows keep losing, do they have to make a call on at least one of them?
Well, it's about balance. They've got to find the balance that is working. And there's games last year where all those players played and played really well. I'll point to the showdown. Last year, I couldn't tip Adelaide because I looked at the midfield and thought to myself, how are they going to play against Rosie, Butters and Horn Francis, who have burst speed, they have leg speed on the outside. And what happened was, Adelaide just won the ball at the source, and it didn't. Very rarely did those players from Port Adelaide get the opportunity to use their speed or use their burst of power, and that was successful last year. So if you've seen it working, but it's not working at the moment, so you've got to find that balance. Now they tuned it up last week with Saligo in there about 80% of the time, which worked really well. They've got to keep finding the mix that works best. Now I wonder whether Jordan Dawson may go back to halfback. They're really struggling with their ball movement out of defence. He's the best decision maker and kicker across halfback, and that opens up a spot for a Rankin, Saligo, Pedler, whoever they feel is the next young player to move through the midfield.
Callum sends in a text, my biggest takeaway from the slur incident, is it Finlayson or Finlinson? It's Finlayson. Mm. If anyone says Finlayson, I heard Caroline Wilson do that at the start of the week. It's wrong. Incorrect. Do better, Caro. We also had Alex, who's texting this morning because you photoshopped yourself in a photo with Alex from Glam during the week. Just checking up on my new best mate, Mark Bickley. Who would Ken drop to bring in both Ollie Wines and Sam Palpepper? I'm going to ask you that a little bit later on in our captain's call. Can you read the top one from Nigel? Because I actually want to quiz you on this, Bix, and I think it's important that Nigel holds me to account here.
Walshy, you're kidding yourself if you are trying to make an argument against the AFC's draft failures. Seriously, at the end of the day, the proof is in the pudding as to what we have accumulated in the past decade, and that pudding doesn't taste any good.
Okay. So, Bix, I need your honest view on this. Nigel's absolutely right, and my point was saying that the 2020 draft onwards has been pretty good for the Crows. The ones before that have been horrendous. What do the Adelaide supporters want? So with this, with the team and the squad that's there right now, do the Adelaide supporters want Justin Reid and Hamish Ogilvie to be put up and sacked in front of everyone? Guys, someone needs to go. And if that happens, you're not going to see any impact to the list for the next 5 or 10 years because if you're drafting players. So from that, in a few years' time, these decisions that have been made from 2020 onwards might actually be really, really good players. I understand that the decisions that have been made have been poor, but we live in a world when we want instant gratification. So the Crows fans had an expectation they'd play finals this year and potentially push for top four, potentially make a grand final. That's what we want as a footy public. I just don't know what do footy fans want in this situation?
Well, I liken this to, how would you rate Dizzy Gillespie's performance coaching the combined three South Australian sides last year, because he makes the grand final of the Big Bash. You don't win a game in the 50 overs, and you didn't have a great, you know, you had some good performances and, you know, just not far off. So you can't say he can't coach because he got to a grand final in one of the forms, but it's difficult. So you say about recruiting, Adelaide have they're paying for missing the top 10 picks, you know, whether it, or the first round picks that they've had in regards to Mackesy, Gallucci and those picks. But then you could argue, well, it's, you'd think that'd be the easier job to get the top 10 pick right, as opposed to turning Riley O'Brien from a rookie into a really good player, grabbing Ben Keys out of oblivion and turning him into a player who's finished in the top five in your best and fairest a couple of years, grabbing Mark Keane from Ireland and turning him into a player who's going to be a regular defender for you. So those are, they're the hard things to do. So you give them a tick for that, but then they're missing, they're paying for the sins of missing those top picks. People are being critical of, at the moment, that you're seeing all the draft picks there and saying, oh, Darcy Fogarty should be doing better and Luke Pedler should be doing better for first round picks. I think most people believe that they have got the talent to be able to do better, and Darcy Fogarty would love to be playing better, and we've seen glimpses of it, but he's got to be more consistent. So
if that's the case then, and Darcy Fogarty isn't performing to expectation, is that the recruiter's fault or is that the coach's fault?
Well, this is the nuance of recruiting. And then you get people who say, we should take more South Australians because, you know, Victorians go home. Well, then you take Fogarty and you take Pedler, they're South Australians. You know, like, so it's very difficult. The short answer is, and I'll say it, said it at the start, when you miss first round picks and you do it for a period of 3 or 4 years in a row, and that's what they're paying for right now. They should, blokes like Mackesy and Gallucci and, you know, Miles Pahulki was in the 20s and a couple of others. They're all players that you should be saying they're 80 to 100 game players now and are regular contributors to our side, and they've got a big gap there, unfortunately. Now, the last 3 years, not so bad, but people are still looking at the sins of the past.
I'm also not a massive fan of pudding. I know that the proof is in the pudding, but I'm not a pudding guy.
Yeah.
Because you're an ice cream guy, yeah?
Yeah. Just the other thing as well around Adelaide and where they're at, people want someone to pay. And unfortunately for Adelaide fans, if you wanted the coach to pay, guess what? They've just reappointed him for 2 more years. So he's off the table. He can't pay.
Everyone always wants someone to pay. They just want someone to be sacked. And is that going to make you feel better? Maybe short term. Is it going to help the club? Maybe long term. But I don't know. All right, what do you think, Crows fans? 0427 154 166. We are in Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA.